When baseball player Cal Ripken went on a website, he found that calripken.com was taken. Registered by a Wiley entrepreneur named Scott Bannister, who's been hoarding domain names like a 10-year-old girl with beanie babies. He offered to sell the name to Ripken for 10 G's, but Ripken went for 2131.com instead. That's the number of consecutive games he played to set a major league record, by the way, not the number of consecutive times he failed to log on to AOL. This is a brand new profession. Cyber squatting, it's called, and an attractive name it is, cyber squatting. What a pleasant image it conjures in the mind. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, quote, some speculators sit on the names until they get a call from someone wanting to buy one. Others list their properties with online brokerages, unquote. To combat this problem, it was agreed at an internet convention in Geneva to expand the number of web addresses. An international consortium plans to issue 7 new suffixes, .firm, .store, .web, .arts, .rec, .info, and .nom. A domain name broker in New York doubts that this will put him out of business, though. He said, quote, .com is king, and it is unlikely that this will change, unquote. .com is king. Now, there's a statement that could not have been made 20 years ago, but I don't think the experts went far enough. There's a lot of guys named Bob out there. Can't we group them together under .bob? Ditto for .dottie. For all the Dorothys in cyberspace who pine for a website. Hey, we're not in Kansas anymore. Flamers, naysayers, and cynics could assemble at .not, .doubt, or .suck. Suck, I believe, is the most common word on the World Wide Web. As even the most neophyte surfer knows, the web is full of sites that have no value whatever. A guy lists all of his record albums. Another guy has a list of all the t-shirts he owns with detailed descriptions. There are dozens that say something like, sorry, this site sucks right now. Come back again later. There's the site with the pictures of the guy setting barbecue coals afire with liquid oxygen, the little black helicopter page, and the endless exposés of a sinister alien presence among us. These could all be assembled under dot what? As for me, I pledge to not have a website at all until I learn the truth about flying saucers. I do, however, own bob.com. Bob, if you're listening, send me a buck, pal. It's yours. I gotta go.